With your local sports update, I'm A.J. Bramer. A three-game sweep of the Arizona Diamondbacks has the Cincinnati Reds on a five-game winning streak and only a half-game out of first place in the National League Central Division. The Reds completed the sweep Sunday when they beat the Snakes 7-3 at Great American Ballpark. Ellie De La Cruz and Nick Senzel each went deep for the Redlegs, and Christian Encarnacion Strand drove in a pair of runs, going 2-for-3. The Reds have a chance to move back into first place tonight as they head to Milwaukee to take on the first-place Brewers. First pitch is scheduled for 8:10 p.m. The Chicago Cubs rode a 5-run third inning to a 7-2 victory against the St. Louis Cardinals Sunday to split the four-game series at Wrigley Field. Jordan Montgomery took the loss for the Redbirds, while Nolan Arenado managed three hits in the loss. The Cardinals will get their most seasoned veteran back tonight as pitcher Adam Wainwright returns from a stint on the injured list. He'll take the mound in the desert as the Cardinals begin a series against the Arizona Diamondbacks at 9:40 p.m. Former Cardinals and Reds standout Scott Rolland had his day in Cooperstown Sunday as the third baseman was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The Jasper, Indiana native was voted into the Hall in his sixth year of eligibility and was inducted alongside Veterans Committee inductee Fred McGriff. Rolland is the 12th player to feature a Cardinals logo on his Hall of Fame plaque. The Cincinnati Bengals will be without two starters as training camp opens this week. Offensive tackle Leo Collins and cornerback Chidobe Awuzie both ended last season on the IR with knee injuries, and they'll start training camp this Wednesday on the physically unable to perform list. They both hope to make it back in time for the Bengals season opener on September 10th. With sports, I'm AJ Bramer. Thanks for tuning in.